shark attack on the weekend at Coogee Beach in Sydney's eastern suburbs has reignited a debate over shark safety measures. 35-year-old mother Leah Stewart was mauled by a suspected 3 to 4 metre white shark while swimming between the flags on Saturday morning. Her family says she's had her arm amputated and she remains in hospital in a critical condition. The attack's renewed focus on the New South Wales shark program, just months after Sydney was hit by a spate of bull shark attacks. So, what's being done? The state describes its shark management program as being the largest and most comprehensive in the world. It's poured millions of dollars in the last 2 years into smart drum lines, which tag and track sharks, nets, education programs, listening stations, and research into shark movements. So far this year, about 170 white sharks have been detected and 60 have been tagged, although none of the listening stations detected any sharks the day of the attack. But a big part of that management program is shark surveillance drones, with an initial 50 beaches covered by the program, this year expanded to 80. Coogee Beach wasn't covered because it's one area where drones aren't permitted to be flown due to its proximity to Sydney Airport's flight path. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has announced that's about to change, with the Civil Aviation Safety Authority agreeing to allow trained surf club pilots to fly drones there.
A temporary agreement's been struck between Surf Life Saving and CASA to have them up and running as soon as possible. And then I think we have to formalise the agreement with the agency in the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. But because Surf Life Saving's an emergency service, they can invoke those emergency measures.
Dr. Darryl McPhee, an Associate Professor of Environmental Science at Bond University, thinks drone monitoring combined with education is key.
What will be helpful, I think, for the public was around the Sydney beaches, some clearer information where drone patrols are or are not active and at what times they are active. That's certainly the feedback I'm getting from the community is that we wouldn't swim at Coogee if we'd known that there was no drone patrol.
This latest attack has also renewed some calls for shark culls to reduce the risk. The New South Wales government's ruled out culling the protected migratory great white, but says it's undertaking a headcount to assess whether there's been an increase of bull sharks in the harbour. Culls generally haven't been something scientists are that keen on, though. In the wake of 3 fatal shark attacks on spearfishers across Australia in recent weeks, Dr. Vanessa Perotta, a marine scientist from Macquarie University, recently pushed back against culling.
And I know I'm a scientist saying we need more research, but really we do in order to make good use of your taxpayer dollar to put in conservation dollars that are more targeted and approach rather than just saying, shutting our eyes and going, yeah, let's just aimlessly kill sharks here and there. It won't be effective.
As to questions about whether white shark numbers have actually increased, experts say they just don't have the data to suggest whether they have or haven't. But some marine biologists say warmer waters caused by climate change mean sharks are showing up in different places than they have historically.